Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Wayne Garrett. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Kingman steals third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Agee reaches second base with a double. Ron Bryant now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote is walked intentionally. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-0 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ajay is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ajay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ajay reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ajay scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Ajay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Williams pinch hits for Ron Bryant. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ajay. Spear reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Mets. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field. Ajay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox pinch hits for Don McMahon. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Fregosi reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Fregosi scores. It's 5-1. Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack bunts towards third. Gallagher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Bonds chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fuentes. Fuentes fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Fuentes. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. Martinez moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. John Morris now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Mays scores. Bonds goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Mets. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Kingman scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Mets. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader pinch hits for Fran Healy. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth pinch hits for John Morris. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Howarth reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Howarth moves to third. Spear moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howarth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.